Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and yes, you know the voice of law and order, Steve, and please help me with your last name. Is it
Zernkelton?
Zernkelton. Steve Zernkelton. Listen to that voice. The voice of law and order, and a brand new crime doc series will tell you about. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and as the son of a 28-year naval veteran, a captain who was a pilot in World War II, I want to thank all our heroes out there who are helping keep us safe.
Hey, thank you for that, and thank you for your dad's service. Absolutely. Yeah, we greatly appreciate that, and greatly appreciate everybody who recognizes the sacrifice of all of our heroes. So how long, it seems like you've always been the voice of law and order. Is that true? Was there ever anybody else?
No. 33 years this fall.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe.
That's great. What a gig. I mean, you know, it's like every radio guy's dream is to just become the voice of something like that. Tell me about 33 years ago when a young Steve walked in and auditioned for this big, big job.
Believe it or not, that's not actually how it happened. Young Steve was pounding the pavement in New York. I did, you know, radio in Ellsworth, Maine for a while, and then I had a brief stint as a field reporter on camera for an NBC affiliate in Bangor, Maine. And then it was off to New York, pound the pavement, you know, get an agent, do your demo, do the whole thing, did that grind, sleep on your friend's couches,
right, right,
because you can't afford a hotel or anything, and or even an apartment for that matter. But then I met Dick through a mutual friend.
And we're talking about Dick Wolf, the creator, right?
Dick Wolf, exactly. And at the time, he had finished his stint as a writer for Hill Street Blues, and he was a co-executive producer with Michael Mann for Miami Vice. And I had my general lines insurance license. I had my associate broker's real estate license, you know, whatever you had to do.
Sure, sure.
And then I acted as a buyer's representative for him to make sure a transaction went smoothly, and which it did. And then he said, you know, what do I owe you? And I, dating myself, I handed him a cassette tape and said, you know, don't worry about it. You know, happy to help. Just keep me in mind if you ever have some voice work that comes up or something like that. And then 6 or so months later, I got a call saying that he wanted me to do the bumpers for a new show he had on NBC called Nasty Boys, which was just, look, you know, Nasty Boys will be back in a moment on NBC, nothing special. Same thing then for H.E.L.P. with John Mahoney on ABC. Then the call came, Mr. Wolf would like you to play an on-camera detective in this new pilot he has called Law & Order. So I had one line. It was, look at that, do you believe those guys? I had a left-hand ball. I shared a trailer with William H. Macy, and they got around to shooting my scene at 2:30 a.m. the next morning, and I was so good at it, they never had me on camera again. That being said, then nobody wanted the show. Fox passed on it, CBS passed on it, and then Brandon Tartikoff at NBC said, hey, let's give this a shot. And then I got a call, and Mr. Wolf would like you to meet him at Todd AO, a recording studio down on Broadway in New York. I did. I'm standing there with I presume it was a Norman U87 at that time with the podium, and he hands me this script, and he stood next to me, and he underlined the words that he wanted emphasized, and that was the opening of Law and Order. And so the only episode that didn't have the opening was the first episode that I had my one-line acting role in.
Wow, what a great story. Wow, that's incredible. And then for 33 years, and, you know, Steve, it's really amazing, too, about how the voiceover and voice work business has progressed through the years. I mean, it's virtually now, if anybody has a microphone and a computer, you can audition for a voiceover job. And so I would imagine the field is much more competitive now in terms of, you know, who can apply.
Very much so. Back in the day, well, I'm a product of cut and splice days, but sure. Back in the day of auditioning, it was your pager would go off, you go to the payphone and find out, you know, where you were supposed to go, you know, for your next audition. And it was always sort of the same cast of characters. It was the same 15, 20, 25 guys, you know, competing for the same loaf of bread. And then, as you say, I remember the first time I worked in a studio that had digital recording software, this incredible new thing. And then, you know, everything changed, and we put a home recording studio into our home in 1998, and that was it.
Wow.
I never had back to New York again after that.
That's incredible. And, you know, this new show, Blood and Money, another Dick Wolf presentation, this looks pretty fascinating. 10-episode series that goes in-depth into crimes motivated by money and greed. Are you listening, Silicon Valley Bank?
I don't know what to do. Perhaps if somebody gets killed over it, maybe they'll do it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Got to get the blood part in there.
But the exciting
part of this show is that it's basically it's real life Law and Order. So instead of having the scripted actors, you have the actual prosecutors, the actual detectives, the people who, you know, play this chess game to try and see if they can, you know, get the goods, you know, while the defense attorneys are trying to punch holes in the case. And in the case of Robert Durst, which was the premiere episode, and the guy had endless money, millions of dollars,
right,
you know, which are the best lawyers. And so it's fascinating to hear them give the little golden nuggets, the tidbits of information about what went on behind the scenes that perhaps viewers had never heard about or seen before. And I feel very lucky to be the narrator that gets to help tell that story.
Well, and what I like about it too, Steve, is the fact that you guys talk to the victims of a lot of these crimes, right?
Right. Right. Well, yeah, the ones are still alive, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and of course, it's never a shortage of subject matter.
I've said it for a long time, Law and Order kind of mirrors what is going on these days, and so this is a nice extension of Law and Order, Blood and Money. And, I mean, you guys get into some very famous cases here. The Menendez brothers, of course. Las Vegas casino tycoon Ted Binion. And probably some that we haven't even heard about, right?
I would guess so. I don't know the sequence. We've already recorded all 10 episodes, but I'm not sure the sequence of how they'll run. But there are definitely some new stories that I don't think viewers will necessarily be that familiar with.
So, Steve, you know, we're all familiar, and Saturday Night Live has made it, you know, just a staple of the dun-dun-dun. And how many times in your life have you heard that? And do your friends do stuff with you on that? I mean, people have to mess with you.
I'm just, you know, people now and then, you know, poke a little fun with something like that. But not so much. You know, it's I'm sure it's the same, you know, when you're with your friends, they probably don't talk shop all that often.
Right. Well, and I watched some of the TNT promos that you did on YouTube.
Those were fun.
Those are hilarious.
Those were fun to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we did all in one day.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would encourage everybody to go to YouTube and check those out. Those are very, very funny. Well, this sounds great, Steve. And man, congratulations on getting it done. It's so nice to talk to somebody who does that for a living. And I love the fact that they're bringing you out to talk about the new show, Blood and Money. That is that's excellent.
This is the first time in all these years that this has happened, and it's exciting for me too. And you know, again, thank you to all the heroes out there who are keeping us safe.
Thank you so much, Steve. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.